Right now, again, because this is a seminar for parents primarily, I'd like to introduce you to another parent. This is Ellen, who has a very interesting story to tell. And this will answer some of your questions, too. A round of applause for Ellen. Anybody who gets up here?
I just want to start by saying how much these men mean to me, particularly Jonathan Berendt. My son David, I have a David also, is 22 almost now, and when he was born perfectly normal. And when he was 8 months old, he had minor surgery to correct a problem. He had some webbing on his fingers. As a result of the surgery, he was brain damaged, and we didn't know it at first. We didn't know it for quite a long time, actually, until he was 4 years of age. I have to say that I'm glad to be here. It's very emotional for me to speak about this. It brings up a lot of feelings, and I'm happy to share with you. If I could help you in any way, I'm happy to do this. At any rate, David was progressing normally, doing things like at 8 months of age, singing E-I-E-I-O, when we would sing Old MacDonald Had a Farm, doing very nicely. Our other two children are both quite gifted and are doing very well, and so is David. And when he was 17 months of age, he had grand mal seizures, which was a result of the surgery. What we didn't realize, he was having petit mal seizures all along. And since I didn't know what it was and my husband didn't know what it was, we just attributed it to the effects of the surgery. When he went into the hospital after this, the grand mal seizures, they found that he was, at 17 months of age, 9 months developmentally, 9 months physically, 9 months emotionally, 9 months in every sense of the word, exactly where he was when he had the surgery. He went, at the age of four, he began a therapy with a traditional therapist, and the man was wonderful, trying his very, very best for David. It did not help David. David was what you would call an elective mute. Besides being labeled retarded, we were told when he was three not to waste our time, he would never be any different. He was retarded. His IQ, I believe at the time, was something like 60. We did not give up. We didn't know exactly what to do, but we did not give up. We continued trying. The therapist that he went to kept trying, and he really tried very hard, but he didn't know what to do either. And I kept saying to my husband, and my husband kept saying to me, if only there was something, if there was only some way, someone who could teach us what to do for David, if only somehow there would be some way to teach us what to do for David. And when David was turning 13, that June, I turned on the radio station at 11 o'clock at night, and lo and behold, I heard a gentleman introducing Jonathan Berendt's social phobias, social disabilities. I don't remember the exact wording, and my ear was glued to the radio station. We went to visit Jonathan, my husband and myself, and we told him the story. And he listened, and he told us his approach a bit. And when we left the office, my husband, who does not believe in therapy at all, he doesn't believe in therapists and so on, he started to cry, and he said, I think we found help for David. The main thing that he did for us was to not keep doing for David. He showed us how to let David do for himself.
Where's David now?
Oh, where's David? Thank you. Where's David now? All right, David finished up summit school. He has an RCT diploma, which is a regular high school diploma. He goes on job interviews. He has no fear. The trouble is, he is learning disabled, and he is not, you know, Mr. Suave and Mr. you know, sophisticated. He walks in there. He has a lot of ability. He could do a job. He could work in a mailroom. He could do more than that. He could do many, many things, and he does them well because he's done work for different things that I'm involved in, different things that he's involved in. He's very involved. He's very, very busy. He has friends. He's busy. I fall asleep before he comes home. Okay, he goes out with a, his girlfriend.
A couple of girlfriends.
Yeah, yes, but he has one girlfriend in particular who's a very lovely young lady. I actually was asleep when he got home. I have no idea when he got home, but I, you know, you kind of check. You want to make sure they're. So I gave a peek and I saw his door was shut. I knew he was home. It's wonderful. I never thought that I would be up to, and I will say this, I would be up to, you know, sex education kind of things and all of this stuff. I never thought there would be a female in his life. I never thought there would be males in his life. I never thought there would be friendship. I didn't think he would have social engagements. He could go and make reservations like the rest of us. He could go into, and has gone into the Plaza Hotel and asked to see a room because he wanted to get his mother for Mother's Day a gift certificate, and which he did. He is quite a guy. He's no longer so an elective mute. I could count on him. He's just amazing. I'm very proud, and I really thank you.
You're welcome. Don't go away. Don't go away.